And good evening and welcome to North State Now. Oh my goodness, I am very loud. welcome. I mean, this is live, you guys. We're on the 4th of June, and this is Linda Bott. You know, thank you for all your well wishes and everything. I have been gone for quite some time. It's great to be back into the station here at KCNR, and I'm very excited about this evening because, coming back or going back some time, Kyle Thurmond was on our morning show. And we just had this little electricity going on between us. And afterwards, we talked for like 30 minutes till we went to his car, actually, just like, boop, 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 boop. And so recently I got a text, and we've all been through so much drama and trauma. And we're still going through it. I mean, we've been through, you know, we're talking as a world, and we're talking about as a community. And, of course, you know, the COVID and the riots or the protests and so many people that we know, you know, we're a locally owned business, and so our hearts go out to so many people who have been affected around the world with COVID and businesses that have been trying to keep their doors open and what it is to keep, you know, food on the table for our families. So what we're missing is great entertainment, and I tell you what, the Netflix and Amazon and Hulu and all those things are just about worn out in our house. That what other book can I get? And Amazon cannot deliver fast enough because I'm ready for my next book. But going on there and talking about the fact that if you're just tuning in tonight, yes, I am here, and I'm very excited because I'm here with Matt and Kyle Thurmond. Guys, hi.
Hi. How are you?
You guys are so, I love your energy. All right, so let's talk about, I can go through, and I will, because we have four segments in this show tonight. But let's talk about the fact that you all have been around the world, and your triplets, the three boys. Clayton's not here. Hi, Clayton, if you're listening. You know, you're missed. And but I can see you in your brother's eyes. Oh, gosh. But let's talk about the fact that all three of you have been around the world. You're theater boys, dancers, singers, in production. And let's just talk about the fact that you came back to Reading, where you grew up, or you spent time here, and your family lives here, to do Kids Unlimited. And you threw your hat in the ring and said, okay, we're going to do what we got to do in order to bring this baby into a new world, into a new light. And then COVID happened and you had to cancel. So let's just talk a little bit about that. And now you have to pick up like everybody else, like, where do we go from here?
Well, I'll just start out by saying, hi, everyone. My name is Kyle Thurmond. I'm the CEO and Artistic Director of Kids Unlimited Institute of the Arts.
Yes.
And our idea of taking over this program came to us in 2018. I was up here on a summer session. I ended up going back to school to get a degree in theater, arts, drama, and stage management.
Oh, great.
And I was up here. And I went to go talk to the financial advisor, Jeff Rollier, who is a great friend of ours and just a great source of
knowledge
and information. And I said, what would be the probability of us, my brothers and I, taking over Kids Unlimited? I had one more semester of school, but there was something inside of me saying, I need to go back to Reading and revamp the show that my brothers and I grew up loving. I mean, I tell all my students that I teach here in Reading and throughout Southern California, if it weren't for this little show in Reading, California, I wouldn't have been chosen out of 200 guys to play Peter Pan for the Walt Disney's Parade of Dreams and the 50th anniversary and for Make-A-Wish Foundation. And my brother Matt and I got to go to Japan and perform for 18 months. I got to live in New York for 9 months. And then I came back here and decided that school was something that I've always wanted to finish. And I talked to one of my professors and he had said, Kyle, you have to follow your heart. And so I had just gotten hired to be a stage manager at Disney, and I prayed about it every day. I went to work, and there's just something missing here. As much as I love Disney, mm-hmm. my heart felt like it was with Kids Unlimited and with our company. And so I came home, and we were a week away from having the whole corporation dissolved from the state of California. So collectively we saved the company, but I was the one up here who kind of made the initiative to say,
okay. You were the one jumping through the hoops.
Exactly. So I went back down to Orange County. We started planning the reimagined show. We knew we couldn't do it in summer 2019 because we had a lot of work to do. We totally revamped the new storage warehouse with 500 bins of costumes, 20 hanging racks. We labeled, we folded, we cataloged everything. And then not only that, we had to learn the business side, which was the newest part of the company to my brothers and I, because Don Hess, who created Kids Unlimited, she kind of knew that we knew what to do.
Right.
So she trusted us with that part of it. But as far as the financial part and the business part and just reaching out to the community, I've learned a lot coming back here the past year and a half. So I took a chance, came home, and I was driving around the Civic, and I'm all, what could the first show be? I don't want it to be exactly what it was before, but I want to honor Dawn and what she created for 30 years. So it's called Kids Unlimited Reimagined. And
right.
We decided to bring it back in summer 2020. So we have a production office out in Palo Cedro where all of the costumes and all of the costume meetings and where the storage warehouse is. And then my brothers and I opened our own personal company office right off of Churn Creek, where we have all our board meetings, and parents could come and talk to us about the show and the camp. And we call it a conservatory now. It's called Kids Unlimited Institute of the Arts Conservatory.
I heard that title, and I was like, ooh, yeah, well, looks good on the resume.
Conservatory and Performance Encounter. We want every kid to feel welcome.
Right.
We want, whether it's nationality or race or sexual orientation or religious beliefs, we want everyone to come together and reunite, because it's so funny what's going on in the world today. People don't think that people get along. But Kids Unlimited, we here at KU believe that it was built as a Christian-based contemporary performing arts company, and my brothers and I still want to instill that in the kids and with the program. We accept everyone. We love everyone. We want to nourish the kids through the performing arts with singing, dancing, acting. And it doesn't just stop there. It goes on to self-worth, self-confidence, self-esteem, teamwork, working hard for something that you really want. And if Don Hess wouldn't have taught my brothers and I that growing up, we would have never been able to travel the world. And Matt and I just got back in December off of the international Broadway tour of Peter Pan. We played Lost Boy Twin number 1 and number 2.
Fantastic.
So we owe that. We owe all that homage to Kids Unlimited, and we wouldn't have gotten that far without the training that KU brought to us when we were little. So I packed my stuff up from L.A. I took a chance. Disney had said, Kyle, are you sure? You've worked 15 years for this. And I said, yes, I'm sure. I want to go back and bring the KU magic back, because there were times when my brothers and I growing up didn't feel like we fit in here. We were kind of teased and made fun of growing up throughout junior high and high school. Mm-hmm. And Kids Unlimited was the one safe space we had, and we looked forward to it every year. So we wanted to instill that in the kids, where they could work hard over the school year and come to us and just have a blast in the summers.
Well, with that note, that's just fantastic. And I believe, too, that we're going to take a break, but that in theater, it's a place that you do experience great mentoring. I know I can go through my litany of the great mentors in my life, and also a place where you're taught discipline,
yeah,
and tolerance, because talent, of course, wins out. And then there's the one of the aspects that you talked about is, you know, where somebody be so shy or so bullied or so whatever they feel like, if they're wearing something that maybe for a religious reason,
yeah,
they're picked on, they're bullied, and they don't have a place to really shine. So we are so excited that you're here. You listen to your call.
Yeah, thank you for having
me. And we're going to take a break here on KCNR 1460. This is Linda Botta, North State Now, and I want to thank my sponsors, of course, Reading Civic, as well as Carlene's Bar and Grill and Black Bear Diner. And we'll be right back here on 96.5 FM. Glad to be back in the seat. The Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to readingcivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee. Snacks and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. Enjoy lidded beverages throughout the auditorium at every show. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to readingcivic.com to learn more.
Enjoy delicious Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our 9 new family meals to go, like the breakfast combo family meal loaded with eggs, thick-cut bacon, sausage links, and 4 huge house-baked biscuits. Or the chicken fried steak family meal for 4 with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and 2 large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our family meals to go feed 3 to 4, so try all 9. Order carry out or delivery at
Black Bear Diner.
I'm Carlene Niver, and I have some exciting news about my restaurant, Deja Vu, voted best breakfast. We are now serving beer and wine to complement your experience with us. Try one of our many flavors of mimosas, or try one of our new delicious creations, like Morning Sunshine, our version of a screwdriver. For our coffee lovers, we are known for our cozy atmosphere with a mixture of traditional and specialty drinks. I invite you to start your day with us, whether you are craving breakfast or lunch. Located in the historic Lorenz Hotel in the heart of downtown Reading, on California Street, open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. We look forward to seeing you soon.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support. As together, we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
We are Women of Vision.
Hi, I'm Haley Clandenning.
And I'm Maurice Brown.
Join us for the Women of Vision show Tuesday nights from 6 to 7.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women, locally and globally. We connect female professionals and entrepreneurs and encourage women to collaborate and achieve their personal and professional goals.
With a spirit of integrity and excellence, we will motivate you to thrive, activating your unique abilities. Join us Tuesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR 96.5 FM.
Welcome back to KCNR here, 96.5 FM and 1460. How are we doing? How are we doing on that sound? Good? Great. What, looking at my producer through the glass. This is Linda Bott. How are you? I'm very excited to be here with Matt and Kyle Thurmond, who are the directors of the executive director, and we'll figure your titles out here in a minute. But the fact is that you guys have taken over and reimagine and are recreating Kids Unlimited. And it's postponed. It's not canceled. What you guys are doing is that you are, we talked about it at the break, you're revving, your car's revving, and you're just waiting for the flag to go down because it's really reimagined. You've recreated the whole thing, and it is going to, we'll be waiting for the date that you are going to be actually having the performances. So let's go to Matt. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good. I'm well. Thank you. How are you?
Good. You said you were here for 9 weeks, and you leave for New York tomorrow, and you've been a curate. Let's share with our listeners what is going on in the Broadway world.
Yeah. So I currently work for the Broadway musical Hamilton, mm-hmm. and for the Nederlander Theater Organization.
Great.
And yeah, we were in the middle of a show week, an eight-show week, and the whole COVID-19 broke out. And that Thursday, they called us all and said, don't come into work. They dimmed all the lights and shut down every show. And it was actually quite startling at first.
Drastic.
Because everyone didn't know what was going on. So there's so much more fear when you don't know what's
right.
going on. And so,
and Broadway going dark.
Yes.
Not only Broadway, but Vegas going dark and the world cruise ships.
Yes.
I mean, the world of entertainment
yes.
going dark.
Crazy. Broadway brings in $1.5 billion a year to New York City.
Mm.
And, every week a Broadway show is dark. They collectively lose over $35 million. So,
wow.
It's been really rough, and it'll be interesting to see.
When you go back.
What comes back and what might close. Luckily, I'm working for a show that is very successful, so I'm grateful for that. But,
is the curtain going back up in the Hamilton production?
It will, as far as I know, it will go back up.
Yes, but you don't have a date yet.
They don't have a set date.
Yeah, because it's weird here, like the same with the Civic and the Cascade. I mean, you know, there's been tours. Let's look, you know, when we talk about the level of gravity, when you think of that, you know, it's not just the actors, but it's the stagehands and the theater in itself, the company. What runs a company, including the people, the staff out in the front that do the concessions and the security guards, et cetera, the people who do the shoes.
Yes. Well, and it's incredible because I think over 500,000 people in the entertainment industry in New York City alone are unemployed right now. So it's quite frightening, and no one knows what's coming back and what's not. So it's just kind of a playing game, but a waiting game, I mean.
Right.
So I decided to get on a plane and come back home to Reading. I thought it was wise to kind of take some time away from the city and stay healthy.
Yeah, be with your family and also work on your ideas with Kids Unlimited.
Yeah.
So you were talking at the break, too, Matt and Kyle, about how with your triplet brother, Clayton, at the three of you, I can just imagine, you know, the three, just imagine the babies in the womb and this language that you have. That's just, if your parents at first probably like, what are you talking about? But you've created your own language.
Yeah, actually, we were just our best friend that we grew up with in Kids Unlimited when we were kids. She's now a doctor, and she has two kids, and we went up to Portland this last week and spent some time with her. And her kids mumble and say, it's like they're talking.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom said we had our own, like, little language
right.
that we would communicate with.
I think we still
with.
Do, though.
I bet you you know what? I can only imagine that you can look at each other and across the room, and you don't even have to say a word. You know from the glance inside your brother's eyes exactly
yeah.
what he's saying. So can you imagine this tour de force of the three of you working on Kids Unlimited? And the ideas of bringing all your Broadway knowledge, because what experience of playing Peter Pan or playing all the roles that all of you have played is going to be different because the lens from which you see changes.
Oh, totally.
And after this whole experience, people are going to have a newfound look into what the theatrical experience means for them because of the tragedy and the trauma and everything's on hold. Like being able to taste chocolate for the first time after being in prison.
We will appreciate every moment a lot more, especially in a business that nothing's ever guaranteed. So everything is so always unpredictable when there's so much competition.
Right. Am I going to have to stay well and not injured?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because somebody's standing right there breathing down your neck to get your role or your job because it's very demanding.
Because that's how it really is.
Yeah, that's show business. That's really how it is.
And
so you guys get to teach that because now you've got oh, I'm so good. You know, you when you watch, you know, some of the American Idol, you watch some of these, somebody somewhere whispered in these people's ears to say, oh, you're just fabulous. Of course, you know, grandmother and Aunt Jessie think you're fabulous. But the real world, when you go out to audition in New York or Tokyo or some of the places where it is very competitive, especially in New York or even in Los Angeles, if it's a major production, it is not even necessary. You can't take it personal. And it's all about a look. It's about how fast you can sight read, how fast you can do the A count.
Well, especially with Disney, because Disney is so specific in what they're looking for with as a character. So Peter Pan has to be a certain height and a certain look. You know, they get right up in your face, and if your nose isn't how they...
Right.
You know, so they're very particular, mm-hmm. you know. In the Broadway world, it's a little more relaxed and, you know...
So are you saying Disney is less relaxed than... I mean, is more strict than...
You have to hold up the brand from their... from all the movies... from the last 50 years. So,
it's not just performing. You have to uphold the look and the character, you know. So
it could be very draining sometimes. It's amazing, but to, you know, stay in shape and to maintain the look that, you know, after we did the role for 13 years. So we had to maintain body shape and size and, you know, use lots of sunscreen and moisturizer.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And, you know, we got to play a 12-year-old until we were 34 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
So,
well, you guys are, you know, you're very handsome men.
Oh, thank you.
You are very handsome men. Slight. So you can get away with playing any age, any time. But I can imagine no suntans, no eyeglass tans, no...
We've been very lucky. I mean, we're 39 now. And
unbelievable. I'm telling the audience, no way.
Yeah. We're 39, and, I mean, we got cast as...
You look 12, but you have a limited shirt on.
Thank you. We're 39, and we got cast as 10-year-old boys for the international Broadway tour of Peter Pan. Mm. So we were very blessed to get that. But my biggest hope that I want for us, my brothers and I, to teach the kids in this community, kids, teens, and young adults, because we raised the bylaws to from 7 to 18 to 7 to 20,
oh, that's wonderful.
Is that we hope that once you leave our show, you go out and do bigger and better things than we have ever done. Mm-hmm. And maybe Matt will get a call one day in New York. Maybe I'll get a call here in Reading or wherever I end up being later on in life. Or Clayton gets a call in L.A. where they're all, hey, Clayton, Kyle, Matt, I'm on Broadway now. I want you to come and see my opening night.
Right.
And
or it's also been where some people from Reading have auditioned in L.A. or New York. And we're at that point where – artistic people will contact us and ask us about that performer. So it's cool to be able to help people out along the way too, and to give back.
So you guys are looking at, and we're going to talk about this after the break because we're going to have to take another break here. We're going to talk about the year-round performing arts program. We want to find out too. It's Kids Unlimited, Limited Love to Dance. Let's talk about your dance. I really want to hear about some of the classes, and then I want to hear about what you do with advanced classes. Like when you talked about this is really how it is, I think people don't really understand what it really is unless you've been there.
Totally.
Yeah.
And how do you teach that? I mean, until someone actually gets the hard knocks, it's hard to teach the hard knocks. You got to kind of go through somebody looking at you and saying, are you kidding? And then your heart breaks, and then you go out and you try to be better. Do you have the chutzpah? Do you have the stuff? Do you have the staying power? Can you come back again and again and again? And that would be a great title for a class. Do you have what it takes to come back again and again and again?
Who wants to be a star or something like that?
Yeah.
And a lot – my brothers and I have gotten some flack in the past here in the community because people say the triplets are too mean and they're too strict. But we're not mean or strict. We're structured. And if you want your child to go out into the community and out into the world as professional performers – that's what we're teaching them. We're teaching the work ethics.
Well, yeah, and a lot of, you know, I've choreographed for the Cascade several times, and I've loved every minute of that. But people would joke with me, calling me a perfectionist. But I don't think it's bad to strive for perfection, especially when you ask how many people in the room want to be a performer, and 90% of them raise their hands.
Well, let's just talk about some of the people we admire. Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I love her.
Well, let's just talk about the details. If you really study anybody great, Michael Jordan just had his, you know, there was a series on The Last Dance. You want to talk about somebody over and over and over again, because to be great, you have to take care of the details. Let's talk about that at this other side, because I love that energy, and that's a hard thing to teach. But when you really start getting past the point, is it just a fun summer camp, or are you really going to learn how to, it's somewhat, not to be militant, but it is. If you're going to learn to tap, and if you're going to learn to do ballet, how you point, how you arch, how you get your breath control when you're singing, your posture, your diction, how you hold your mask. Very, very important. Those are the greats who are going to tell you, you never stop studying, no matter how good you are.
I worked with Kathy Rigby. She played Peter Pan on Broadway, the national tours. She's done like 15 of those, and then she was up for a Tony Award for that, and then
Emmy Award winning.
And she was a gymnast.
Yeah, gold medal gymnast.
So of course
She came up to me, and she said at her studio, she said, "Kyle, do you ever think that I made it where I was by teachers babying me? No, I was put through the ringer. I knew they loved me and I knew they cared about me, but when it was time to teach and it was time to work, I worked my butt off. And the fun part is the reward, which is the performance and then the medal.
And the stamina, and in having to have the stillness, the steel. You can call it the still, STILL, or the steel, STEEL. Uh-huh. We'll be right back. This is Linda Bott. I'm very excited about this next segment. We've got Matt and Kyle Thurmond from Kids Unlimited Limited and Love to Dance. We'll be right back.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need on-time, first-rate medical attention. Shasta Regional Medical Center, located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading, has the fastest possible transit and admission of emergency patients. We at Shasta Medical Center are dedicated to all patients who need care, regardless of their ability to pay. Shasta Regional Medical Center, delivering patient-centered health care with compassion, dignity, and respect for every patient and their family.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Welcome back to KCNR. This is Linda Bott, and this is North State. Now, we're live here tonight. Yes, it is Thursday, the 4th of June. So, you know, there's five Thursdays in a month. I'll be here the first and the last. But I was very pleased to get a text from Kyle the other day, or it was, Facebook or something, and I Facebooked him back. I don't even know how we did this, but I said, hey, you know, let me come out of my semi-retirement, get on the show with you on Thursday night if you can do it. You said, yeah. And I said, just come on, let's talk about Kids Unlimited and the rebranding and the newness and what it is with you and your brothers coming in and totally turning this, you know, taking this company over, because we know that Don was doing this for years. And everybody at a certain time has to say, okay, who am I going to put this thing, this baby I've created, into the hands of somebody else? It's like turning a restaurant or turning over a family business or turning over something that you loved and created into new hands. And know that they're going to recreate the dishes. You know that they're going to paint the inside. They're going to take over, get the business license. It's going to be different. It's going to be special and magic, because each person that comes in is going to put their own brand on it. Here comes the Thurman Brothers, the triplets, Kids Unlimited, LTD with the big old POW. Like it's Batman with a POW, you know, very Marvel Comics with the Kids Unlimited LTD. So let's talk about the fact that you really are stressing that this is a safe place. All are welcome. So when the kids come in and the family, and you find kids that really are going to be involved in the summer program of this or the year-round projects that you're doing, and you have somebody who's just completely on an entry level, how do you rate that? What do you say next to their names when they come in? Do you ask them to sing a song? Do they do a sentence? Do you ask them to write? Why do you want to do this? How committed are you?
So one thing that we always loved about what Dawn did and what her mission statement was, everyone is welcome. So you could be in the show whether you audition or not, but you do have to audition for the different levels of singing and the different levels of acting and the different levels of dancing. But everyone gets placed on a different dance team and singing team and acting team. We try and fill all those specialty parts with as many people as we can. We do encourage, and I stress this, we encourage people to audition, because it may be nerve-wracking, mm-hmm. but it helps your self-growth. And we're here to root you on. We're not here to make you feel right. scared and stressed, because we've felt like that at auditions before, and it's not fun.
Yeah, so we get it. We get it.
Also, when you were kids, you felt like you were bullied. I mean, I was bullied. I was terribly bullied.
Yeah,
I have scars still to this day.
In high school, it was really bad.
Yeah. We were really tiny guys, you know, and we were skinny, tiny little blonde boys that liked to sing and dance. And we went to Enterprise and Parsons, and we were tormented and called names. And I remember coming home from school crying all the time. And mm-hmm. thank God I had my brothers. We had
right.
each other.
Right.
And then every day, it didn't matter if it was 6 months or a year before, we would always say, boys, we could do it. We could get through the school year, so KU
yeah.
could come again.
Kids Unlimited was the only place we felt safe and accepted.
So it saved you.
It actually saved our hearts and souls, and it gave us passion and direction that we would have never had if we weren't involved.
And this is what theater, let's just talk about this, that theater and the structure of theater, learning becoming part of a family, in, let's say, a production number, for instance, what it is to enter stage left, stage right.
Yeah.
What are your direction, taking direction, feeling like I need to be, show up, because if I'm not there, I'm letting Sally down or I'm letting Bobby down. I mean, I'm using names, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Accountability.
Accountability.
And adaptability. We teach our actors how to be adaptable when things have to change. Or we change them because we want the show to be the best that it could be. And that's where people say we're too picky and that we're perfectionists. But don't you want to strive to have our youth be perfectionists too and work hard? I mean, there's different levels of perfectionists, but I'm talking about really, really, really diving deep down into your character, into your craft, and really putting the love and hard work and dedication someone in sports would put in.
Right.
And not every child in the Reading community or any community is a sports child. And Kids Unlimited, in the last 30 years, performers have gone off to be successful doctors, lawyers, teachers.
Supermodels.
There's you don't even have to want to go into this as a profession. But so many successful people have come through Kids Unlimited, and that's why it's so important. And you ask anyone that has been in it in the last 30 years, and not one child will say they had a bad experience.
I've only heard wonderful things.
Yeah.
I've only heard wonderful things, not only from the children, but from the parents, and seeing their children thrive and grow.
And that comes from Dawn. She instilled so much to my brothers and I.
And tolerance from Dawn.
Yeah. She was like our idol growing up. We wanted to be just like her. I remember sitting in the Civic Auditorium, and she's up there directing, and I looked at my brothers, and I'm all, what if we did this one day? What if we could do what Dawn's doing? And now it's kind of full circle. We've got to do our dreams and perform, and we're still not done with that. But this is our big project now, and we're now able to give back to kids that will be inspired the same way we were. We just hope to be as good as she was.
and she gets the Academy Award for mentoring, area. So you guys, were moved enough to, like I said, to feel like, okay, this is when you rebrand and you take something, it's like a movement. This is a total movement now, especially after what we've experienced, here just recently, just a few days ago.
Yeah.
The movement is tolerance, and the movement is to, support those who are different than yourself.
Yeah.
And theaters, like I said, it's a great place for that. It's a great leveling field.
Community. You learn a sense of community, family. We even cry after KU shows are over, and we're not even in it anymore because we grow with the kids.
Right.
The kids teach us just as much as we teach them.
And we still have the best of friends. I'm telling you, 30 years of friendships from that we met through Kids Unlimited.
And so when we come back, we're going to talk about the fact that you're bringing in some LA choreographers and Disney choreographers, and that let's talk about, like, once we get past the curtain being lifted with the COVID and we go back into stage 3, stage 4, whatever, and everything's lifted, and we get back to that, what the plans are and what that looks like and how people could get on the list to sign up.
Cool.
And what they're getting ready for, because summer's almost around the corner. When they come to audition, or if somebody's listening to this show that maybe has a neighbor or they want to, how you gift somebody in something and you want to support a kid maybe that can't afford, or what the affordability is, how they go about doing that in a way with you. So let's talk about all those when we get back. I'm going to take a break here. This is Linda Bott. This is North State Now, and I'm here with the Thurman boys, Matt and Kyle. Clayton's not here tonight. We send him our love and whatever he's doing, he's having a great time doing it. And we'll be right back.
Down in L.A.
Oh, there we go. Okay. We'll be right back.
Hey, Linda.
Hollywood, that's Ruby Valley, Ruby Hollywood. Enjoy year-round access to everything Turtle Bay Exploration Park has to offer with a discounted annual membership. On sale now through May 31st for $15 off. All new and existing memberships are extended for the duration of the pandemic closure. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
I'm Carlene Niver, and I have some exciting news about my restaurant, Deja Vu, voted best breakfast. We are now serving beer and wine to complement your experience with us. Try one of our many flavors of mimosas, or try one of our new delicious creations, like Morning Sunshine, our version of a screwdriver. For our coffee lovers, we are known for our cozy atmosphere with a mixture of traditional and specialty drinks. I invite you to start your day with us, whether you are craving breakfast or lunch. Located in the historic Lorenz Hotel in the heart of downtown Reading, on California Street, open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. We look forward to seeing you soon.
The Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to readingcivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee, snacks, and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. Enjoy lidded beverages throughout the auditorium at every show. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to readingcivic.com to learn more.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Enjoy delicious Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our 9 new family meals to go, like the breakfast combo family meal loaded with eggs, thick-cut bacon, sausage links, and 4 huge house-baked biscuits. Or the chicken fried steak family meal for 4 with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and 2 large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our family meals to go feed 3 to 4, so try all 9. Order carry out or delivery at
Black Bear Diner. Orchard Nutrition Center asks, what does it mean to be local? It's the Little League Baseball team. It's a smile and a wave from a neighbor you've known for years. Helping out a stranger just because it's the right thing to do. It's a lot like Orchard Nutrition Center, caring about the people and the community that you call home. Orchard Nutrition Center, since 1982, we're all in it together.
Enjoy year-round access to everything Turtle Bay Exploration Park has to offer with a discounted annual membership. On sale now through May 31st for $15 off. All new and existing memberships are extended for the duration of the pandemic closure. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Gotta love some Judy.
Yes. Welcome back. This is KTNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM. Linda Bott here. Very excited to be back in the seat tonight with my North State Now show. And I love to cover entertainment or authors or what's going on in town. And so when Kyle sent out a text, I was like, come on. I'm glad you guys are here. We're talking about Kids Unlimited, LTD. And, shoot, you got some things to say here, Kyle.
Yeah, so, don't get, KULTD mixed up with Kids Unlimited Reimagined. The Kids Unlimited Reimagined show is our big summer production next year. My brothers and I created KULTD, or Kids Unlimited LTD, Love to Dance. It's our new year-round performing arts troupe. And we're putting together a big, Christmas celebration, and gala. We're going to have professional lights, professional sound, professional costumes. All of our KU costumers and Lewis Hudson from Hudson Entertainment, he's going to come light the whole show. And we're just going to ring in holiday cheer with these kids. Rehearsals start in September, and it's limited to 50 kids, ages 7 to 20, and registration is our first registration is Saturday, September 12th, 2020, from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m., and that will be at our KU office conference room, and the address is 2185 Churn Creek Road, Suite Y, second floor, Redding, California, 96002. So you could sign up there. There are different fees. For the fall tuition for 12 weeks, we are charging $375 and a non-refundable registration fee of $135. And the days, we're going to be rehearsing every Tuesdays and Thursdays from 5:30 to 7 p.m. And right now we are in negotiations with some rehearsal spaces, so we will make sure we get that out to our social media platforms and our website. You could also visit our website for all of this at kuperformingarts.org. And my brother Clayton, who is the company manager, he is constantly uploading and making sure everything's up to date for parents to see.
That price is 12 weeks.
I was looking at that. So 12 weeks, that's like what you're going to get out of there is if you can't, you're going to get dance, singing, acting, the whole theatrical aspect in a 12 week.
Correct. Yeah.
In a 12 week, like almost like a campish, but not getting ready for a holiday performance.
Yep.
So there is something at the end to see the work towards. So Tuesdays
Correct.
And Thursday nights would be the nights that you rehearse. You start to structure. You're going to go to this and you're going to do that, and we're all going to come together and do a company opening, closer, whatever.
We'll have a drama section. We'll have a singing section and a dance section, and then we'll incorporate it into this musical review / fundraiser gala. And it's going to be great. We're going to have our friend Regina Laughlin, who choreographed for the Grand Ole Opry, Dollywood. She works with Dolly Parton. She worked with us at Disney as a performer. She was on the tour over in Branson of Kathy Rigby's Peter Pan. And we'll bring in some other guest surprises from Disney. And we want to make sure the kids get the best culture possible. And that's one thing that we strive to do as the trio, which meaning my brothers and I, is we're not just a kids theater. We're not just a kids performing arts troupe. We are regional youth theater in the North State.
So what are you looking for age-wise for this fall program?
The age is still like the summer program, which is 7 to 20 years old.
Okay.
And we place every age in the right category, the right song. We're not going to put a 20-year-old with, a 7-year-old unless it's incorporated in a skit or in a song. Mm-hmm. So I want to express that some kids have come up to me and said, well, we don't want to perform if it's all little kids. No, it's not just about little kids. We showcase each age to the best of our ability, as fair as we can, and we just grow from each other. A 20-year-old could grow so much from a 7-year-old,
And that's what if you're going to go
and vice versa.
If you're going to go into the real world again and take these lessons, sometimes when you're going to get a job or you're going to say you are going into performance, you don't get to pick and choose.
Totally.
Yeah.
If you book Annie on Broadway and you're, 22 years old and you're working with a bunch of orphans, I mean, you got to just do it and be adaptable.
And this is about fine honing your craft.
Totally.
And this could be somebody who has terrible stage fright and maybe is 17 and shy and does not care about going into show business at all. Like you said, this could be a perfect thing to get away from stuttering
or public speaking.
Or they want to be an attorney, or they have to do something. They have to interact where they know that they're going to have to. The company policy is that you have to company socials or something.
Yeah.
I don't know what that
That's
is.
That's funny that you bring that up, because on our website we have a page of testimonials from people from the last 30 years. And that's one of the main things that they say they got out of Kids Unlimited is confidence and public speaking and being able to get up in front of a crowd when they thought they never could when they were adolescents.
You see some of these kids from the very first day, and they're terrified. And by the end, they've just flourished.
They're little Broadway stars.
Can I just tell anybody who's listening, and for those people who are going to download this later and pass on, is that get your kids off the couch and off their tablets.
Yeah.
And yes, there can be some creative things that happen but I am so against the lethargic mind that can happen in really becoming addicted to games and addicted to screen time. And it's so important to be able to look somebody in the eye and shake their hand and have a contact with another human being, and how wonderful to be able to remember a line or remember an entrance and know that you've created friendships. And you have something to say. We got closing thoughts here, Matt and Kyle.
Yeah, I just want everyone to know that just because COVID-19 happened, this gives us more time to plan something even bigger. Because I promise you, we are going to blow the roof off of our reimagined show. The things we have in store, the stuff we're bringing in from LA, San Francisco, Sacramento, the choreographers, the music.
I don't think people realize, like, we're making this a whole theatrical experience. That's why I called my brothers and I said, what about reimagined? Because we are reimagining this, and it's more theatrical. We're more musical theater than anything else. So we're bringing in big projections, ground fog. We're bringing in
pocket cannons.
We're bringing in.
We're going the whole nine yards.
Moving lights, everything. It's great to go through rehearsal and meet friends and learn a lot. But then when you get to that stage and you see this is what I've worked for, it makes it totally worth it.
And rewarding.
Let's get into the website again. Tell us what the website is.
Okay, yeah. We decided to call it kuperformingarts.org because we thought that
universal.
We wanted it universal. We didn't want it to be KU Theatricals because we do more than just theatrical work. We're a conservatory. We teach too, and that's kind of what KU LTD is. Is I'm the master instructor, so of course I'm going to have my brothers with me along the way and some other choreographers. But we're here to teach the kids too. So it's just a place where you could go, you could get information. There's different tabs. You could get registration packets. You could get
It's a brand new website.
You could see pictures. You could see testimonials. You could see about the directors.
we also have Facebook and Instagram, and we have Kids Unlimited Institute of the Arts on YouTube. If you've never seen a KU show before, kids.unlimited.
And we have those clips. We have those clips on our website too. But it's just a central hub where people could come and just see what we're all about. And
Kids Unlimited is a nonprofit organization. So everything that comes into Kids Unlimited circles through the company, and
that's great.
Yeah, so
put it back in the set. Yes. Put it back in the light. Put it back in the fog.
One thing that my brothers and I have been that we've been learning about is, please, we can't do this show without corporate sponsorships, local sponsorships, small business, large business.
We need your help.
Okay. We can't, my family and I can't do it alone. We need the community support in order for this to keep going and have longevity. So thank you guys so much. Thank you, Linda,
for
having us.
Absolutely. We'll do this again. Thank you so much. I really appreciate this. I know what theater did for me. And I love theater people. I love the whole mission. It helps you in so many ways.
Well, you can come and you can be in Kids Unlimited.
Oh, yeah.
We'll let you. Everyone's welcome.
I wish you had this, because when I graduated out of high school a year early, I would have loved to have taken that summer at 17 and been in something like this and gone through the classes. It would have taught me so much more structure before I moved to LA to go through the whole audition thing.
Yeah, you could do a walk on or something.
Gotta go. Okay, guys.
Thank you so much,
Matt and Kyle. And this is Linda Bott. Thanks so much, guys, for joining us tonight.
You.
And Carl will be here in the morning.
Stay safe out there. Okay,
thank you.
That's right.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.